Luxembourg.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, President. Luxembourg aligns itself fully with the declaration presented by the European Union. My delegation would like to thank the Special Rapporteur, Richard Bennett, for his briefing, as well as Madame Kofi for her advocacy. We would like to express our condolences to the people of Afghanistan, given the numerous victims of the recent earthquake. The human rights situation for women and girls in Afghanistan is horrific. The authorities, de facto authorities, have not kept their promises to women and girls. These promises were forgotten and flouted one after the other, but the women of Afghanistan must be able to benefit from all of their international human rights, social, economic, cultural, and all other rights. Other measures imposed by the de facto authorities, such as a ban on leaving homes, are illegal and illegitimate. The expulsion of women from jobs and girls from secondary education are violations and abuses of human rights that strike out at all of society, as well as the punishment of human rights and women's rights advocacies. Constant repression and violence continues, as well as systemic attacks against girls, which are an attack on all of humanity. This is a dark and ancient patriarchal trend which we condemn particularly, and we will stand alongside the victims. We have in Luxembourg supported an action internationally, as well as referring this to the competent mandate holders, providing all the necessary resources in order to analyze and the situation of women and girls, and to report to this council on the situation. We condemn firmly all of the abuses, and we call on the de facto authorities and those who have good relations with the Taliban to call on them to comply with the rights of women and girls. They have major responsibilities with respect to women and girls, and they must meet them, including allowing them to enjoy their rights as well as sexual and reproductive.